When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. I've been thinking about that interview that I did with Tim Carney from a few days ago. If you haven't picked up his book, Family Unfriendly, you really should. And if you haven't listened to the interview, I also highly recommend that. I'm on the New York Times email list, and they sent out a podcast episode recently with this tease, quote, "Ultimately, as Ezra and his guests discuss, the problem may not be the fertility rate itself. Rather, we've created a problem of stifled desire. American families want more children than they end up having. Perhaps we've become pro-child but anti-children. Parents devote so much time and energy to optimizing a single child's life that the effort feels difficult to replicate. Until policy and parenting culture become more forgiving, families may continue to shrink, whether people want them to or not." I have this joke that when someone says society says or culture tells us to, they just mean their mom. So, you know, Tim and I talked about this in the interview, and the truth is that the easier way to have a lot of kids is to let go a little bit. Does culture force us to be helicopter parents? I live in that same culture and I don't feel that pressure. I was a latchkey kid and I had my brother 5 years younger than me to contend with also. He was always under my care after school. So maybe I just don't have my mom in my ear pressuring me to do more or to oversee more because she didn't. The New York Times email also faces an important point. Quote, "Fertility rates are falling, in some cases below replacement levels. Even in countries like Sweden and Japan that have invested far more in family support policies than the United States has. What's behind this cross-cultural decline in births? Can generous work-family policies enable people to feel like they can realistically have larger families?" End quote. It turns out it's not government support that leads to more kids. I love pointing out that birth rates in Spain actually declined when men got more generous paternity leave. They saw how hard it was and were like, no more of this. So how do we get parents to relax in their parenting and allow themselves to let go a little? How do we get them to understand that our kids will not be perfect? We shouldn't even be striving for perfection. We should just want happy children who become functioning adults. Tim on the show said that he wants his kids to have what their family has now: happiness, love, togetherness. This isn't that hard. And I feel the same way. If my kids get what we have right now as a family, I will consider that a huge success. If you haven't read the book, Free Range Kids, How Parents and Teachers Can Let Go and Let Grow, by Lenore Skenazy. She's the founder of the Free Range Kids movement. She let her 9-year-old take the New York City subway, and it was a huge deal and talked about in a lot of different places. I highly recommend that book. One of her famous lines is, quote, We have to learn to remind the other parents who think we're being careless when we loosen our grip that we are actually trying to teach our children how to get along in the world and that we believe this is our job. A child who can fend for himself is a lot safer than the one forever coddled because the coddled child will not have mom or dad around all the time, even though they act as if he will. If you're not having kids because you need everything to be perfect and your kids to be perfect and your parenting to be perfect, you're quite literally doing it wrong. Let go. You and your children will absolutely be better for it. Coming up next, an interview with internet legend Comfortably Smug, or Smuggy for short, as I like to call him. Join us after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. My guest today is Comfortably Smug, co-host of Ruthless Podcast. Hi, Smug.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on. I feel like, you know, you're such a big celebrity now. It's like hard to get in touch with you, hard to get, you know, you on the show. But
Likewise. I'm happy to see the show doing so well.
Thank you. So I've known you a long time, since really the early days of Twitter, when you were sort of one of the few people really having fun on the platform. And I think that's, you know, still kind of a miserable place to be, but you're still kind of enjoying yourself. Do you still think it's fun?
Absolutely. I will say that it was a completely different vibe. Like in the early days, like us, our circle of friends that we used to have in the city, You would have like a 90% chance of if you met someone from Twitter that they're like a normal, well-adjusted person. And now, like Elon tweeted the other day, it's like PvP, like it's a battle arena now, essentially. Right. So it has changed in that aspect. But at least we had the early days, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good. I don't know. You still have your minions. You know, when I am out there in the world, I sometimes, you and I have this running joke where we call each other libs. I mean, you are a lib, but whatever. But, you know, I'll have people, you know, Matthew Foldy, but other people also be like, you know, Smug is really not a lib. I don't know why you call him that.
The minions are wonderful.
Out of our jokes, you know. I mean, they really love you.
That's the upside is, I think, you know, Twitter actually is a great place to build a community. And you meet lots of wonderful folks, like-minded folks, folks that you have something different with. But if you use it for that purpose as like a community and folks who are actually positive when they engage with each other, that's the best use for it. And, you know, I think a lot of people see it as just like a toxic place to look for trouble. And that's a shame, but I really appreciate being able to build such a community on there.
Yeah. So your podcast, Ruthless is huge. I was at a, you know, a few years ago at a, I don't know, I think he was 10 years old, the kid's birthday party, and he found out that I know you, and it became like the biggest celebrity in the whole wide world, and you called him. Shout out to Lewis. But I just feel like it's everywhere, and you guys are interviewing everyone, and you really do seem like you're having a good time. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
Boy, I would, number one, I probably wouldn't have to spend so much time in Washington, D.C. That's probably the most positive thing.
Right.
I would say, you know, I honestly probably wouldn't be as happy. The group that we have here on Ruthless, Ash Crook, Duncan, Holmes, you know, we're not just co-hosts and business partners. We're really good friends. And, you know, you can kind of get that off of listening to the show, where it feels more like hanging out with your friends than,
right,
you know, hearing a lecture or something like that. And for us, like, yeah, it's a business, but at the same time, it's like at least 2 days a week, we get to hang out, shoot the breeze, have a great time. And I think it's good to have that, like, you know, especially when we started during COVID, everyone was like shut in. It was a lot of isolation. So it was great. We would hang out over Zoom and like bet on horse races and drink bourbon once a week. We're like, you know, this would actually make a pretty good show. And it ended up doing that.
Do you feel like you've made it?
Not yet. No. On our show, we always say there's two types of folks. There's, you know, the Sunshine Warriors, the folks who like reflecting on their wins, the happy warrior type. And then there's kind of like the agony of defeat kind of person, kind of like Michael Jordan, where they're always driven by remembering their failure. So, you know, I'm always grateful for all the good stuff that happens, but I don't feel like I really made it yet. The more things I focus on is things I can get better at, and just keep marching up that hill.
Do you get recognized a lot?
You know, it's funny. When I wear these shades, which is, you know, to hide my identity, so
right,
I can go to a grocery store and not worry about, you know, a protester coming after me or something. But when I wear the shades, I get recognized. So, you know, if I'm traveling or something, and I'm in the airport and I'll wear my shades, especially like, you know, DCA or something like that, you know, folks will pull me over, and I'm always happy, you know, to meet listeners.
Right.
And the funniest thing, though, was I was traveling with family in Nashville, and I was meeting them there. I got to the hotel first. So I go to the hotel bar. I'm grabbing a drink. I start talking to the bartender.
Wait, with or without your shades?
Without my shades.
Without your shades.
And
okay,
this is before we even started video. And I had two folks at the bar say, "Excuse me, have you heard of the Ruthless podcast?" Just off the voice, talking
That's
to
amazing.
The bartender. So it's wild. It, you know, it's a small world, I guess.
Yeah. Do you like it? Like, do you like being recognized? I feel like it's a mixed bag.
So if they're listeners, yes.
Yeah.
So if it's like, oh, you know that you're an authoritarian or something like that, you know.
Then less, right.
Yeah, that's less. And you know, honestly, that doesn't happen very often at all. I guess I'm fortunate in the sense that anytime I am recognized, you know, typically it is a listener. And I'm always, always happy and thrilled to meet with them.
That's a really nice, like, I feel like your perception of you on Twitter is not this, like, you know, nice, squishy guy who, like, would be so, you know, sweet to people. I mean, I know you like that, but I feel like you're...
You can't tell anyone. I'm actually a horrible person.
Twitter is different.
I'm a horrible person.
Know?
Don't tell anyone otherwise.
Oh, I tell everybody you're horrible. But I mean, we know the truth, you know? So when are you going to give your mom grandchildren, you goddamn millennial?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm working on that. That's actually on the to-do list. I'm not the, you know, legions of folks who are worried about climate change and so they're not going to have kids. Definitely a firm believer in having kids. And I always love giving parenting advice. I was fortunate to have good parents. So I'm always happy to impart that even before I myself am a parent.
So do you live in the D.C. area? Are you open about where you are?
Sure. I live in North Carolina. I also keep a place in D.C. because I have to record the show a couple of days a week. But the less I'm in D.C., the better, honestly.
For sure. You and I used to live, both of us, in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
I miss the Park Slope we lived in. I would say COVID really changed New York City. All my favorite pizza restaurant favorite Thai restaurant, my favorite Chinese restaurant, my favorite bars, yeah, all permanently closed. And now it's like, you know, Park Slope was always this kind of charming place. Families would move there. It was very safe. And even Park Slope's changed. It's not like it used to be. All those bodegas where you'd go for like a nice bacon, egg, and cheese have turned into like, it's a weed shop. Like every bodega is now a weed shop. So it always smells like weed wherever you are in the city.
Yeah.
There's homeless, there's crime. It's a shame what's become of it. But I loved Park Slope when we were there.
Yeah, I did too. But it became like this really angry place, I think, during COVID. The people calling the police on their neighbors when they had too many people in the backyard. I think that kind of thing is really hard for me to unsee. I don't know. I avoid it when I'm in the city now. I go visit friends or whatever, but Park Slope makes me feel like angry about what happened to New York.
And
like I was in Manhattan yesterday and the whole place smells like weed and it's got tons of problems, but I don't think it makes me feel as bad as Park Slope does.
Because, I mean, it was like a paradise. You had the park, you had families with strollers. You always felt safe. And now that's not the case. It's a real shame.
What would you say is our country's biggest societal or cultural problem?
Boy, honestly, I kind of want to group it all into kind of like the DEI thing, where essentially this is supposed to be kind of making it more harmonious for all the races, whether white people, black people, Latino people. But this system has actually been itself just it's a racist system. It's more of trying to pit people against each other. And, you know, you could have someone who has never done anything wrong, but being judged by their skin color, which is, I mean, it's like the opposite of what, you know, Martin Luther King said,
right?
Judged by the content of your character. And now it's like, no, we will judge an individual, whether their contribution to the workplace or, you know, whether they're a colonist or an oppressor, based on their skin color, which is just, it's absolute madness. It's really sad. And it's antithetical to what this country was built upon. I will say it kind of feels good seeing that kind of falling apart. It's unfortunate it took something like the attack on Israel last October. But then you saw in campuses, you know, so many people, especially on the left, were shocked to see that, you know, campuses are tearing down photos of families, kids, women who had been kidnapped. But this has been, this kind of hate has been breeding on college campuses and among the left for a while now. This and all based on this made up idea of a group of people are oppressors and a group of people are oppressed. And I think seeing that shocked a lot of people and woke them up. We saw, you know, for example, like the president of Harvard step down. You had universities which had been allowing this kind of stuff that were being called out, especially, and it's sad that it had to take major university donors to be like, if you're going to allow this kind of hate on campus, I'm out. I want nothing to do with it. So universities, out of that, you know, self-interest, had to start listening to this message. But also Elon buying Twitter, you know, by and large, people are now free to express their opinion that, hey, this is extremely hurtful. You know, you don't want to raise kids in an environment where you say, okay, let's separate everyone by skin color. You're good, you're evil. You're good, you're evil.
Right.
So that ideology is the biggest problem society has in America right now. But I'm hopeful that it can continue to, we can peel away and get rid of it.
Yeah, you sound optimistic that we can come out on the other side of it.
I mean, there has not been any problem America's ever faced that we've not been able to overcome. And it's because, you know, we are a free nation. We work together. We overcome problems. World War II, putting a man on the moon. There's really nothing America can't accomplish when we work together. And so, you know, an ideology that's based on essentially dividing and conquering, no country's been able to do that to America. I think the only country that could bring America down is America. And I'm optimistic. I think, you know, so many folks are starting to realize what a harmful system this is. And it tries to essentially make people hate their own neighbors. I think, like you said, COVID really exacerbated that when you had folks isolated for so long, you know, they become more detached from their neighbors. And you know, we're all Americans here. We should be working together. And I think a lot of folks are really getting fed up with that. And I'm really hoping that we can keep chipping away at it.
I love your optimism and your just, you know, pro-Americanness. I, you know, I'm obviously the same, but I'm kind of mixed. And I don't know that I'm as optimistic as you, only because I got thrown out of a Mothers Against Anti-Semitism group because I wrote about them. And one of the things was that a lot of these liberal Jews are saying, like, if we could just get into the DEI system, like, not get rid of it. They understand that they're not part of it and they're not included. But they're like, if they, we could just figure out a way to get added to it. And that's my concern, is that people will kind of decide that, like, how do I get in? How does my group fit into the system? And we just work within the system instead of trying to overthrow it. You know, I like the idea that people are having their eyes open. I just hope that we're not too far on this road of victimhood where people can't toss off these shackles and realize what the better path is, instead of trying to get themselves included in the system that, you know, really largely makes no sense.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's been a big problem for, I would say this country. Like, we have an ongoing joke on the show of, I say the most dangerous terror group, in America is the liberal suburban white woman, who, you know, just to be liked at the book club and on Facebook, yeah, willing to support any nut job left wing movement that's going on, whether it's, you know, the gender identity thing among kids or whether it's DEI. That's been a severe problem. And, you know, there was an example over the past week of there was that disturbed member of the military who killed themselves, committed suicide, mm-hmm, and lighting themselves on fire. Saying for free Palestine and part of the intersectional, you know, oppressed right, movement thing. And then the discussion online among his own, like the groups, the Marxist groups that he was part of, is we can't say rest in power for him because he was a white person.
Right.
So, I mean,
it was amazing.
How
so good.
Insane a system is that? So, you know, when you bring, yeah, up this idea of, you know, you have folks who are trying to become part of this movement, even though that movement hates them, you know, they just need to get their eyes open.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back on The Carol Markowitz Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
So where does America go from here? Where do you think, like, what needs to happen in order for us to get on a better path?
It feels like the fever is starting to break, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Not just among folks who started seeing DEI being such a problem and so divisive, but also I think these far left policies in general, whether it's crime is legalized. You know, seeing criminals themselves as an oppressed group. I think a lot of Americans are getting fed up with that idea. I saw a lot of stuff in Austin, Texas. They're having a vote on, I think it's their district attorney. And the current one who was elected has said multiple times that even criminals who commit sexual assault, well, they're victims of their circumstance.
Right.
He's not talking about the victims of sexual assault. He's talking about the actual perpetrators are victims. And even among Democrats, because it's a blue city, he's facing a challenge now in a primary. I think folks are getting fed up with this left-wing ideology, whether it's DEI, whether it's on crime, and even on illegal immigration now. You know, your governor, Ron DeSantis, also the governor of Florida, Abbott.
Texas,
They've been dealing with an illegal immigration problem, a surge, since Biden got elected. And for so long, they were told just like, you know, shut up, keep your mouth shut, you deal with it, it's your problem. You know, America, we do not believe an individual is illegal.
Right.
And it's easy to say when you're in Martha's Vineyard or in New York City, and now times have changed because, you know, once Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis started sending illegal immigrants saying that, hey, okay, well, if you're a sanctuary, you can welcome these immigrants.
Yeah.
Now the opinion has really changed. And you're seeing it in not just like poll numbers for Biden, but just I think a lot of folks are figuring out that, okay, I want to have a good life for myself, for my kids, for my family. That includes very basic things like safety and hoping that they're not the first generation that has it worse off than me. And they're seeing that these policies that they've been subjected to by the left have made that almost impossible. So I've started seeing, you know, the cracks starting to form, and I'm really hopeful that we can just, I mean, for the good of the country, we can get rid of all this toxicity.
Would you ever run for office?
Absolutely not. Never, ever,
I think
ever.
It'd be so good.
Well, I mean, it's partly because it's a shame what's become of the political system where your opponent essentially says you're evil if you disagree with them, right?
Yeah, but you'd relish that. You'd be like, I'm evil.
And also, you know, I still think there's a place for, especially in politics, we need real public servants. We need serious people. We need fewer people who are famous for social media and more people who are famous for having built a reputation as helping Americans and being fully committed and experienced in bringing about positive changes in their community. You know, the crop of candidates that we're seeing on the Republican side, it's really good in terms of you're seeing business people, you're seeing people who have serious philanthropic histories getting involved to become public servants. And you're seeing less of like, okay, this person's got a lot of followers on TikTok, maybe we should run them.
Right.
So I sadly, I consider myself more of the latter. I'm more of a social media kind of person.
Yeah, but so what?
Servant,
you know,
so.
Yeah. I don't know. Vote for Smug. I feel like I'm going to start writing you in for any election where I don't feel like I can vote for any of the candidates. Although I live in Florida now, so that really doesn't happen. In New York, I would write in candidates all the time because often there'd be no Republican
There's
candidate
no Republican
at all.
Body, yeah.
Yeah. But so, you know, maybe I missed the writing in Smug window. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know that necessarily having a lot of followers or being big on social media is a negative. I think that that means you're speaking to a lot of different people. I don't think it's real life. Like, I think that there's a lot of people who aren't on social media. They don't know, you know, what goes on in our world. But I think that there is a correlation between, you know, picking up a lot of followers on social media and potentially, you know, being able to speak to larger audiences outside of it. I don't know. I don't think you should write off running for office that quickly.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll give it some thought.
All right, good. So I love talking to you. End here with your best tip for my listeners on how they can improve their lives.
Oh boy. The best thing you can do to improve your life is surround yourself with good people. This is far easier said than done, and also not as easy as it may sound. I had an uncle who gave me this incredible piece of advice where he said, The real friends around you are the folks who tell you no, not to do something. Mm. They're not the folks who say, yeah, why not? You know, give it a shot. So especially when you're younger, poor decisions can be made if you're surrounded by folks who don't care and just let's roll the dice and see what happens with your life, as opposed to folks who are there telling you, I don't think that's a great idea. So it can be, especially when you're younger, more challenging and like, oh, I want more of an enabler than another mom or a parent telling me, you know, what to do, not to do bad things. But beyond that, even, you know, as an adult, as you grow older, as you grow your career, who you surround yourself with is going to have the greatest impact on where you go in life. If you're surrounded by people who are positive, focused on improving, people who are trying to accomplish things, instead of just like drift or are almost indifferent or just negative, think that like a doomer kind of mindset of like, oh, well, nothing's going to get better. If you're surrounded by people who are focused on, I want to get better, I want to get smarter, I want to accomplish things, it rubs off on you. And just building a network of folks like that will lift you up yourself. And then you can also contribute. It's like a positive feedback loop. And to me, like, I'm very fortunate. Ruthless is a perfect example. Ashbrook, Duncan, Holmes, they're each like subject matter experts in their fields. And they're incredibly hardworking individuals. We make a terrific team. And just being around them makes me want to work harder and be better. And I'm incredibly fortunate to have that.
So actually, my last question will be a side question to that. Sure. Is how do you attract people like that? How do you attract better people to yourself to kind of make your circle stronger and make yourself smarter and better and all of those things? Because we talk a lot on the show about making friends. A lot of people have moved in the last few years.
Sure.
How do you do it?
So this can be a challenge because I know, luckily, I'm an extrovert. There can be some introverted folks, and that's more difficult to, you know, put yourself out there. But that's the thing is, you know, what's the upside? What's the downside? If you meet up with a bunch of folks, if there's an event happening, and you go and you introduce yourself to a group, what's the downside? They'll say hi, and then you'll never speak to them again. That's the absolute worst thing that can possibly happen. What's the upside? You make some friends, you find people to hang out with, to learn things from. It takes an ounce of courage to go out there, put yourself out and meet people. And the payoff is tremendous. I mean, everyone has something special about them that they can share with others that will amaze other people, that'll attract other people. It's finding that, putting yourself out there with that talent, and the rest takes care of itself.
He is comfortably smug. Listen to him at the Ruthless Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. Love seeing you.
Thanks so much, Carol.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Carol Markowitz Show. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.